This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Here's a new song from singer-songwriter Amy Mann. And it's a bit special. It was inspired by, It was inspired by the 1993 book Girl Interrupted. In fact, all the songs on Mann's new album were all inspired by the memoir of a young woman's time in a psychiatric hospital. Okay, you can play it now. Here's Amy Mann with You Fall.
You think this happens to other girls? You stand out the same. You pin up your hair in curls. You've got to admit that the membrane is thin. See a patch where it splits. Spray and pen, and that's the last thing holding you in. The universe's delicate skin. I know what you think.
I know this won't be.
This never could be.
You may remember that Girl Interrupted was also a film, and there was a plan for a stage adaptation. Shortly after the release of her Grammy-winning ninth studio album, Mental Illness, in 2018, Mann was tapped to write for that musical. But because of the pandemic, that show has been put on hold. But last week, Mann released the music in album form. Amy Mann's new album is called Queens of the Summer Hotel. Now, last time Amy was with us, she was our musical guest for our Get Lit with All of It book club for My Dear Vanessa, My Dark Vanessa, a novel which was partly inspired by Amy's music. She joins us now for a listening party. Amy, welcome to All of It.
I feel like it's the snake eating its own tail at this point.
So much inspiration going on.
Yeah.
Listeners, we are going to listen to some beautiful music and have a great conversation, but we want to let you know, just in case there are certain people in the room, little ears in the room, or if you yourself are having difficulties, this conversation will touch on mental illness and suicidal ideations. If you or anyone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 to speak with someone 24 hours a day. All right, so Amy, this invitation comes to you to participate in this from the producers who I believe they produced Once, which is wonderful, wonderful show. So what did you think when you just first heard the idea? First thoughts, first reactions?
That it was really up my alley. It made a lot of sense. I don't think that I had read the book, and I probably saw some of the movie on TV at some point. But they wanted it to be based on the book and not the movie, because I think the movie sort of, kind of takes the source material and runs with it a little bit. So I got the book and just started. I was actually just looking, because this is sort of my workspace, but just looking like at stuff I've underlined and passages I've marked out, and just immediately started making a list of what seemed like it, kind of monologues that seemed important, that seemed like that they could be turned into a song, characters that felt like they needed their own song and what those songs should be. So, I just started making notes and immediately having ideas. I mean, I wrote really, really fast. And at kind of like a speed, intensity, and frenzy that I don't usually write at.
Why do you think that was?
I really don't know. I think that because once I started thinking about it and took the project on, I could really envision how it should be. And so I just really, like, you just really want to get, it's like renovating a house or something. You're like, I just got to knock this wall down and like put this tile up. Like I can't, like I can't, you don't want to sit in that sort of halfway, one wall halfway torn down kind of, partly done situation. Yeah. Like I just really wanted to see to see it finished, to see each song finished and to see it take shape as a whole show.
You've done so much up until this point, in a band, Till Tuesday, solo work, writing for film, for Magnolia. Why did this seem like a good step for you creatively at this point?
I think because it's the introduction of narrative and having a bigger theme, a bigger story that the songs can revolve around, to me is very interesting. It gives a shape and an impetus to the project or to a project, rather than just, you know, a collection of songs. Not that there's anything wrong with a collection of songs, but I think for me, it just, you know, it just kind of lights a little more of a fire. It makes it a little hotter for me.
My guest is Amy Mann. We're talking about Queens of the Summer Hotel, based on the memoir Girl Interrupted. So you held up, we're on Zoom, and you held up a book with all the lines underneath. What was it like for you to read a book sort of with a mission, as opposed to just reading the story? Or did you read it first through once and then come back?
I read it and just immediately got ideas. You know, I think normally I would probably read it through and then sort of, you know, backtrack and see what could be made of it. But, you know, it's not a book that has a real arc or mm-hmm. a plot. And so that, you know, that sort of notwithstanding, I felt like, well, that's going to have to come later. But I knew that there would be sort of, you know, set pieces that really should, in my opinion, should be in the show. You know, the song that we just heard is from another kind of rumination, where she's talking about the nature of insanity and that the membrane between the sane person and the insane person, or you know, the world of sanity and sense and the world that starts to fall apart, where you start to feel the world of mental illness, mm-hmm. that membrane is very thin. And I kind of agree with that. So, you know, I felt like that was an important song to have too. And almost like as an introduction to the show, an introduction to the very idea, you know, this sort of feeling of like, I know you think this can't happen to you, mm-hmm. but you're not necessarily correct.
My friend teaches musical theater at Northwestern. And one of the things she always tells her students is you have to have that set piece song. Every mm-hmm. great musical has that first set piece song.
Yeah.
And for you, that's great to hear. You know, let's listen to another song from the musical, and we can talk about it on the other side. This is, I love this song. You Could Have Been Roosevelt, from Amy Mann.
Out into the world with all the confidence and grace that luck instills. Each and every girl with dresses pressed and faces fresh as daffodils. This could be us, but those were not the cards that we were dealt. You're doomed to be a Kennedy when you could have been a Roosevelt. Out into the world, you're sailing into life upon a glassy sea. Flags and sails and must it be to be so young and whole and free? This could be us, but we're the graves at which our fathers knelt. You're doomed to be a Kennedy when you could have been a Roosevelt.
Who is singing that song?
It's the idea is that the inmates are singing. There's a piece in the book where Susanna Kaysen is talking about how there were a lot of student nurses that would come and go, and they were friendly with them and would give them advice and almost treated them, you know, like maternally. But also there's a feeling that the young nurses are kind of their alter egos, because they're healthy, you know, they're mentally healthy and you know, going on dates and talking about boys and makeup and stuff, and this is sort of a world that the people, you know, the girls who are in McLean are kind of longing to have, but sort of know that they can't. So that's sort of the idea and the The Kennedy Roosevelt thing is from, you know, I think it was Rosemary Kennedy who was it.
One of the sisters was sent away.
She was given a lobotomy, I think. And so was, you know, lived out the rest of her life in this kind of semi-vegetative state. And just also the idea of like the Kennedys being sort of cursed. And I think that's how you feel when you're struggling with mental illness. You know, you feel that you feel cursed and damaged so that's like that was sort of the idea behind that.
You said in an interview with our colleagues over at Morning Edition that it's not necessarily, I've heard you say, not really plot driven, more like episodic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did that affect the songwriting?
Well, for me, I had, you know, I don't think like my job was necessarily to formulate a plot. Mm-hmm. I had sort of subtext that for me worked, that wouldn't necessarily, aren't necessarily going to show up in the final product, but that kind of kept it working as a whole for me in my mind as a writer.
My guest is Amy Mann. The new album is called Queens of the Summer Hotel, based on the book Girl Interrupted. Let's hear another song. This is called Give Me 15. And please correct me if I'm wrong. Is the singer a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Not a really good one, shall we say?
Well, a male psychiatrist who Susanna Kaysen talks about how when she initially saw someone and they recommended that she go to McLean, that she was only seen for 15 minutes before he made that decision. So, that was like an obvious choice for a song, in my opinion.
This is Give Me 15.
Give me 15 minutes, that is all I need to make the call. Give me 15 minutes, women are so simple after all. In the time it takes to walk around the bar, I can have you scheduled for electroshock. Maybe you're unhappy or depressed. With only 15, I can diagnose before you get undressed. Guess you really have to have a special touch. Of course it helps if you don't really care that much. Ladies, can you
I love the percussion in the back. The orchestration is fun.
Yeah,
I mean, think not fun. You know what I mean? But it's...
I totally agree. Our percussionist is a fantastic drummer, Jay Belrose, and my producer Paul Bryan did the arrangements, the string arrangements. I think he did a great job.
As you were having those conversations, did you have a sense of what you wanted this all to sound like? And would there be like a connective tissue between the sound?
Yeah, absolutely. The subtext for me was I was kind of basing, you know, because you in the book you don't really know what Susanna Kaysen's backstory was. So I was kind of basing the backstory on a friend of mine who had been molested as a kid by his piano teacher. And because there's reference to this Vermeer painting, Girl Interrupted, at her music. And it made me think of him. And it made me think of how, you know, he later became a musician, but like how his relationship with music was really changed. And you know, there's sort of a lot of lingering trauma. So that was kind of the subtext. And so I had in my mind, I had the idea that this character would have been somebody who had a had a real love of music and had been training to be a classical pianist. So I wanted there to be traces of that, you know, sort of classical pianist repertoire, mm-hmm. like, you know, Chopin and Mozart and that kind of thing. I mean, really traces, because it's like, I'm not super involved with that kind of music. So I, you know, it's really like a nod. It's something that I just kept in my head that would be part of the instructions for the arrangements.
The Vermeer painting you mentioned is in the Frick Museum song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to play that next. What should we listen to in this song? What would you like the folks listening to this right now to think about as they hear a bit of this song?
This is more part, you know, part of from the book, the actual story of how she, as a young girl, was taken to the Frick Museum by this much older English teacher. And, you know, there's never really an acknowledgement of how inappropriate that relationship was. But for me, you know, kind of looking on with modern eyes, I felt like it would have really impacted her badly. And so she sees this painting, and there's something about it that really speaks to her and almost gives her a sense of deja vu, you know, kind of in that way where you know there's something that's familiar about what you're looking at to your own situation, but you can't see it yourself.
Let's listen to At the Frick Museum. This is from Queens of the Summer Hotel by Amy Mann.
We were in New York at the Frick Museum. Some cork at the Frick Museum. When I saw the swan, Vermeer, it showed a girl, a startled glance, and something in the circumstance.
That's At the Frick Museum from Amy Mann. We're talking about her new album, Queens of the Summer Hotel. You know, you mentioned that you drew inspiration, obviously, from the book, but from other parts of your own life.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
I mean, it was, you know, I was glad that I had personal experience to bring to the project and, mm-hmm. and that, you know, I could kind of understand some of what you know, this person might have gone through. You know, I wasn't in a mental institution per se. I went to a treatment center, but you know, the experience of mingling with different patients and you know, people with different levels of trauma and damage and you know, mental problems. You know, I was definitely very familiar with. And, you know, and could really relate to a lot of the experience.
What particular insight do you think you had because of your personal experience?
I mean, you know, insight, it's hard to say. Like, I have a lot of, you know, I have a good layman's working knowledge of trauma and the effects of trauma on people. And you know, I felt like I saw a lot of that in Susanna Kaysen's symptoms, mm-hmm. not to diagnose her, you know, like she was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. It's my own personal opinion that sometimes that can be, that symptoms of PTSD, you know, can coincide with symptoms of borderline personality disorder. You know, so like this is the kind of stuff you bring to the table. Like it's not clinically precise, but you know, it's definitely accurate to me personally.
People who listen to this will recognize many literary allusions. The second song is called Robert Lowell and Sylvia Plath, two former patients at the McLean Hospital where Susanna Kaysen stayed. Can we play a little bit of that F5?
side by side, and each by each, you watch yourself until you're out of reach.
And then the album's title, Queens of the Summer Hotel, comes from a poem from Anne Sexton, another McLean patient. Why was that the right title?
Well, first of all, the producers didn't want me to use the title Girl Interrupted because, you know, you never know. Like, if a cast album eventually comes out, it might be confusing. But also, it's not exactly, I think, because the play is not finished, it's up in the air whether it's going to be a musical or not, or just a play with some music. So, and also, you know, I think it, for me, it did start to develop into kind of its own project. Mm-hmm. You know, in this song, Susanna has, you know, she wants to be a writer. Mm-hmm. And so her roommate tells her that Robert Plath and Robert Lowell had both had stayed at McLean at various times. And so, you know, I think she's sort of in the song kind of thinking of these two people as like possible mentors or guides for her time here. And then sort of as the song goes on, you're like, well, maybe that's not that's not such a great idea. Like, they didn't wind up in too great a place. So yeah, that's what that song is about.
We're gonna go out on the final song, I See You. Was this always the final song?
I mean, in my mind, like, once I wrote it, I was like, I feel like this is the last song. This, it, you know, doesn't really come from the book. This is really, this is almost just like me looking at people in the audience and looking, you know, and seeing people out there in the world who are still struggling and feeling alone and feeling like nobody understands, or, you know, just that profound sense of isolation that mental illness gives you, and, you know, just recognizing them. That's it.
The name of the album is Queens of the Summer Hotel. By the way, Amy Mann's coming to town. City Winery shows December 27th through the 30th. Amy, it's always a pleasure having you. Love talking to you.
Thank you so much. This is a delight.
Let's go out on I See You.
There is a girl up in her bed, bleed against her skin. I see you, hoping the pain covers the dread, keeps the secrets in. I see you. You think there's no one there.
And that is all of it for this week. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you. We'll meet you back here next time.